Phoenix Audio presents
The Cat Who Killed Lillian Jackson Braun, written by Robert Kaplow. The Cat Who Killed Lillian Jackson Braun is a work of fiction, although it is set against a background of real persons and places. Those persons and places have been reimagined in the storytelling. Robert Kaplow. She agrees sorrowfully and slowly goes reluctantly home to the husband. I lie down in the dark bedroom and masturbate violently. Clifford Odets, 1940 Journal. Chapter 1, Returning Platinum. Someone must have traduced James Q, for without having done anything wrong, he heard a pounding on the door of his house. The veteran children's book writer, with worldwide experience, pulled a robe over his 6'2", 50-ish, heavy-set, graying-haired, mournful-eyed, and luxuriantly mustached frame. As he arose, he heard the floor creak under the weight of his exposition. Still, he thought, if they haven't read the other books, I've got to go through all this again. He slept on the ground floor of a converted barn, which he had modified with the small fortune he had accrued from his series of successful children's books. Still, the knocking came. He nearly tripped over his Siamese cats, Ying Tong and Poon Tang, who were up, hungry and bristling with suspicion. Ying Tong was the amiable little female with a penchant for listening to old recordings of the Goon Show. Poon Tang, the male, uttered a piercing but ambiguous, "Yo!" He could make out two male voices beyond the door. "Mr. Kafka! Mr. James Kafka! Are you there?"